I'm David Barron. This is The World. Egypt is abuzz today over the homecoming of one of its citizens. Mohamed El-Barada is the former head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. His work there won him a Nobel Peace Prize in 2005. But what makes him the center of attention in Egypt now is the possibility that he may run for president there. Ursula Lindsay was at the Cairo airport today for the former diplomat's return.
President Hosni Mubarak has ruled Egypt for the last 29 years. He will almost surely run for re-election in 2011. Or some say his son, Gamal Mubarak, will replace him as the ruling party candidate. The Egyptian opposition, from Islamists to liberal intellectuals, has been struggling to find a candidate who can challenge the Mubarak regime. In December, Mohamed El-Barada made waves when he said he would run for president if there are built-in conditions for free and fair elections. That's a big if. Novelist Alaa Al-Aswani was at the rally today. He, like many critics of the regime, says the Egyptian constitution, which sets eligibility requirements for presidential candidates, is rigged in Mubarak's favor.
There is no chance for Baradi or any other person. We don't have a constitution. The constitution has been fabricated just to keep the power for Hosni Mubarak and his son. So our struggle is to achieve a real democracy.
El-Barada wants to run as an independent, but to do so requires hundreds of signatures from municipal councils and parliament, which are dominated by Mubarak's party. Otherwise, a candidate must be a member of a party. But all parties besides the president's are small and weak and subject to government control. Abdulrahman Youssef is a poet and TV presenter who is leading the El-Barada for President movement.
People know the political parties have no weight, that in the end they depend on the government. If El-Barada entered the game under these rules, he'd become part of the farce. That's why we insist on him being an independent candidate.
After his announcement late last year, the Egyptian government press attacked El-Barada, who has lived abroad for many years, as out of touch, arrogant, and a tool of foreign powers. But many Egyptians rallied round him. Nadia, 30, was also at the airport today. This was the first political rally she's ever attended. She heard of it through a Facebook group set up by Youssef and his colleagues. El-Barada's outsider status seems to be part of his appeal for her.
He's not involved in any corruption inside Egypt. He's not involved in anything that we don't like about the actual regime. And then he has a great experience, political experience. He is a very well-known personality in the world. And he's independent. He's not in any political party, which is very important because political parties in Egypt right now are really corrupted, divided inside them. So we need someone outside all of this to make the change.
Egypt held its first ever presidential elections in 2005. Mubarak's critics say he used the machinery of the state and voter fraud and intimidation to win. The first runner-up to Mubarak, Ayman Nour, took 7% of the vote. He was jailed on charges of forgery shortly thereafter. The Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt's largest opposition group, is banned from forming a party and has been facing fierce repression. They've announced they won't support any presidential candidate. Even though Egypt's long-standing emergency law makes public gatherings illegal, El-Barada's supporters weren't harassed by police today. But government newspapers had warned that those who came might be arrested. Two young activists were in fact arrested the day before yesterday for writing "Yes to El-Barada, No to Mubarak" on walls around Cairo. You often hear about candidates who want to change the system. El-Barada has to if he's going to run at all. Even his supporters admit that's a long shot, but they see it as their only option. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.